Al Anderson Weekends, CJOB.
Joining us on the phone now is Spencer Fernando. You can find his work, his columns, at spencerfernando.com. You can also find his work, his opinion pieces, at mytoba.ca as well. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Hal.
Thank you for doing this. So one of your recent pieces, the headline is, Pallister should aim higher and take Trudeau to court over carbon tax. Mm-hmm. Let's get into this a bit. Pallister is kind of going along with Trudeau on the carbon tax in Saskatchewan. Brad Wall is fighting it, and you think Pallister should be fighting it on behalf of Manitobans as well. Give us your argument.
Well, I think, you know, the big thing is that Manitobans are already overtaxed. Pallister ran in the campaign on saying that he was going to cut taxes for Manitobans and not impose any new ones. And now I think there's a lot of people who are worried that what we're going to see is he'll bring in a carbon tax that'll probably bring in maybe $300 million a year. He'll cut the PST 1%, which will cut $300 million a year. And so we'll be at about the same place in terms of taxes. And he'll just say, oh, yeah, I kept my promise on the PST. Everything's great.
You think he's doing the old switcheroo then, eh? You think that's his motivation?
It could be.
Yeah. I am kind of surprised, though, why he is, at least so far, going along with the carbon tax. As I mentioned, Brad Wall in Saskatchewan is not. And in Alberta, the new United Conservatives in Alberta are saying that they would fight it as well. Why do you really think that's the motivation, or what else could it be? Why could Pallister be going along with Trudeau on the carbon tax? Because you're right. I agree. We are overtaxed. We are taxed to death. There should be less tax, not more.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, a lot of people in campaigns, they run as opponents of taxes. And then when they take over the government, they all of a sudden want more revenue to control and make decisions, so that it's possible that's what's happening as well. The other issue could be that, you know, a lot of people have just given up on fighting the federal government. They don't think they could, you know, win against them. They don't want to spend years fighting. And Ottawa has made some subtle threats about cutting funding and moving resources to different provinces. So that could also be having an impact.
Yep. Politics at play. I'll guarantee you that's definitely what's part of what's going on here. But on the in the big picture, Manitoba's not a big carbon offender, are we?
No, not at all. And, you know, we already use hydropower. So the idea that we're using a bunch of polluting power and we need to make a big change, you know, that doesn't hold, you know, any weight. The other issue is Canada as a whole. I mean, if you look at the amount of carbon we put into the atmosphere, and then you look at the amount that is absorbed by the massive amount of trees in our environment, a lot of studies have shown that Canada is actually a net carbon reducer in the world. So the idea that we need to somehow restrict our economy to make a change when countries like China and India and even the United States are going full ahead with economic development, it's really not going to do anything for the world whatsoever. It's just going to make people pay more taxes. So the whole idea behind a carbon tax to me seems a bit like a scam, really.
I'll tell you who else doesn't like this, and I've talked to him a couple times on this show, is Todd McKay. He's the Prairie Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, and he's mm-hmm. with you. He says, listen, Manitoba, Pallister needs to do just what Brad Wall is doing in Saskatchewan, and what guys like Jason Kenney want to do in Alberta. Fight this. Don't go along with the idea of a carbon tax. He's with you, Todd McKay at the Canadian Taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the more people hear about it, you know, it's easy to kind of in the abstract, people say, oh, yeah, you know, we should help the environment. You know, that's fine. Carbon tax is great. I think when people start seeing the actual bill they're paying, because everything's going to go up, gasoline is going to go up, transport and food and clothing and everything we buy is going to go up. I think when people start seeing that, they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, why is it every time we need to make some sort of change, it's always the taxpayers who have to pay for it and nobody else?
Mm-hmm. You obviously did the research before you penned this article. What has Pallister said about the carbon tax? Why is he going along with this? What kind of comments have we had from him on this?
The government's kind of made some, you know, fairly vague comments about how it's important to, you know, protect the environment, and Manitoba wants to do our part. And I think, you know, there is a certain, you know, political aspect to what he's doing. It's a chance for him to look maybe more progressive in the eyes of some people than they first assumed. So he could be going at it that way. But I really don't see how what he's doing squares with his promises in the campaign to lower taxes, to, you know, reduce the size of government.
Yeah.
And to, you know, especially in a lot of rural communities, farmers are going to be hit hard by the carbon tax, and they're not pleased about it.
Right. And of course, they are, you know, the rural parts of this province have over the years supported the Tories big time. And so, yeah, you're right. It sort of seems like a bit of a contradiction there. Well, listen, Spencer, I appreciate you coming on and chatting about it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, take care.
SpencerFernando.com. If you want to read more stuff from Spencer, and he puts a lot of it out, boy, and also at mytoba.ca.
Hal Anderson Weekends on CJOB.